From the moment you're born, you're on your track. You can't get off your track. So just keep that in your mind. It is impossible. Only death will take you off your track.
That's Caroline Mace. And this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Wednesday. I am grateful for you tuning in with me today as we have medical intuitive and New York Times bestselling author Caroline Mace back on the show. And today she is going to share a great metaphor about how we should best go through our lives. Here's Caroline Mace. Enjoy.
So I really want to begin with an image that I want to implant in you. And that image is that your life is like a train ride. And that when I was a child, I used to really love to fantasize that I would travel the United States on a caboose. Because I thought the caboose was such a cool place. And you'd sit at the end of the caboose and you'd watch the whole world from back here. And it looked so cozy in the caboose, do you know what I mean? And then I had a dream. Not when I was a child, but recently. One of the most common questions I'm asked, one of the most common things I hear is that I can't find my path, I've lost my way, blah, 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 something, what am I meant to do? Any of those types of questions are variations of the same thing, which is I'm looking for direction. From the moment you're born, you're on your track. You can't get off your track. So just keep that in your mind. It is impossible. Only death will take you off your track. So picture yourself on this train. Now, when you're asking, I don't know what to do, I don't know where I am, you're in the caboose and you're looking the ass end of your life. And you're being dragged by the engine. So you're being dragged. And so you think you have lost your way. You just can't see your tracks. It is impossible for you to get off your track. Only death calls you off your track. There isn't a choice you can make that knocks you off your track. It just locates you in a different car on your train. And if you end up in the caboose, you're in the most powerful, powerless place, and you're looking backwards, and you're looking at, and this is what we need to study in this workshop. You're looking at the history of your life, choices you've already made that you didn't realize you made, and the consequences of what those choices have created that you are convinced other people have done to you. And you're watching the whole of your life speed by, wondering, how did I get here? Not realizing that you, in fact, participated either by releasing your power, betraying yourself, compromising yourself. But in each of those situations, somehow or other, you found yourself at the end of your choices instead of being the conductor directing your train. The second thing we're going to talk about, because you don't what I realized is people don't get how powerful everything you think is, everything you choose is, every word in your head, how you interpret everything, how powerful the word no is, or how powerful it is, the attitude with which you get up in the morning, it's all the power you cannot see, is the most powerful that there is. It's not, by the time something is manifest, it's history. By the time something is physical, it's history. By the time I get this notebook, the tree is dead. It's already grown. It was planted, grown, harvested, made into pulp, turned into a book. It's dead. So all the choices that made this book are already made. If you look at everything in your physical life and you stop, and this is what Buddhism is so, and you hit the pause button right now, just hit it and stop and just say, what's in my life right now? Everything has already happened. The conversations that might be troubling you have already happened. You're not upset about a conversation that hasn't happened yet. Are you with me? The power that we have is in what's yet to be created, not in what has been created. When all you do is focus on what has yet to be what has been created, you are in the caboose of everything. You're in the caboose of your health. You're in the caboose end of a relationship. You are riding in the caboose. Even when it comes down to solving a problem, you're in the caboose end of the problem because you're looking at it historically. You're looking at how the problem was created, not to move out of it. You're not looking at that. You're just looking at the problem. What a mess, what a mess, what a mess. But not how to unmess it, how to move out. What I learned through my work as a medical intuitive is how difficult it is for people to move up through, to use the train metaphor, to move through the cars on the train and get to a place where you direct the choices in your life. You have to go through your baggage car, and you have to go through your passengers. And there comes a time in life where we have to say to certain passengers, I'm going to stop the train and you have to leave. You have to get off my train. And they will tell you the same thing. You are going to get kicked off of people's trains too. This isn't about, you don't run the universe. You participate in it. So just as many people will tell you, get off my train. Our time has come to an end. It's so funny when I teach this, everybody thinks, that's right, I tell everybody, but no one tells me. But you are mistaken. This is how life is played. We are on each other's trains, and at some point you realize, I am now paying for you to be on my train, and that's not how this works. So I'm going to stop at the next station, and you need to exit. Take your luggage. And if you work with this metaphor, you really get that that's how it is. Because luggage is attachments. And the best way to release something is to realize we've gone as far as we can. And it's time to go, to let go. And then it's time to take on new passengers. And you realize, I think I want you on my train. Get on here. So the choices we make, you learn how to make very clear choices for yourself. And what I learned as a medical intuitive during my time in healing is that making clear choices is the thing that frightens you the most. It terrifies you. That in fact, you're more comfortable in the baggage car and in the caboose. And that's what you have to look at. Is why all the power you actually have is that in theory you want to be empowered, but practically you sabotage yourself. So what do you think that's about? Why do you do that? And if you answer me in one word sentences, I'm telling you, you'll see me do it. You'll just see me. Because you'll just say, oh, fear, I'm not interested in that. That much I can put two and two together. When you're going to answer a question, let's have an agreement. When you answer a question, make it a sentence. And make it about yourself. I have a fear of. Because if you want something to change in your life, you have to name it. Saying a fear is just like fear. Oh, yeah, good. What are you talking about? You don't even know what you're talking about. You're giving yourself the easy answer. So let's change the scenario. If you said, I have cancer, and I'll say, what are you dealing with? And you said, fear, you have not helped yourself at all. Nothing. You may as well go eat grass. You haven't helped yourself at all. You have to actually get as if you're doing a fist fight with your fears. You have to say, I have a fear of the sun going down at 2:32. That is my fear. And I have this fear because of this. And because of this fear, I do this to myself. You have to get that microchip yourself. And it's in this way that you realize how powerful every single thought you have is. It's not until you chase it through yourself in order to pull it out that you get, my God, every single thought is that powerful. And now you start getting how powerful you are and that every thought you contribute to the universe actually really does make a difference. But it's not until you track your own thoughts and realize all the effort you will go through to avoid tracking your own thoughts that you realize, my God, one thought is the most powerful thing I've got. How could I give the power of my thoughts over to another person? How can I do that? How can I give my capacity to make a decision over to another person? How can I possibly agree with something I really don't agree with? Just to calm the waters. How can I do that? Why would I do that? Why would I give my word and not keep it? And you realize how powerful this is.
Big thanks to Caroline Mace for stopping by. And today's takeaways from her are, number one, to know that we're always on the right track and that our fate is pretty much sealed to what it is. And that reminds me of a quote. I'm not sure who said it. Maybe anybody can get back to me or DM me on Instagram if you know who it is. But the quote is, wherever you are, you're exactly where you need to be. So don't look at the past. Don't look to the future. Be present. And number two, know the power of your thoughts and the choices that we make each day. Number three, know that all the people in our lives aren't there forever. And this reminds me of a talk. I'm not sure if it was a talk that we had featured on the show or if it's an Instagram reel that I posted, but it was one with Tyler Perry, and he talks about our relationships in the metaphor of a tree. And he says, some people are the root. You know, they're going to be there for a very long time. Some people are the trunk. And then he goes all the way out to say, some people are branches, some people are leaves. And basically, going to what Caroline May said as her analogy in the talk about, you know, the train and, you know, people in your train getting off at certain stops. We just know that not everyone is meant to be on our train or on our tree forever. And number four is to stop sabotaging ourselves and to really get clear and really specific of our fears. And what this will do is it will allow us to overcome our fears more intentionally, because if we don't know what we're fearful of, then how can we actually go about overcoming that fear? So, all right. If you'd like to connect with Caroline Mace, you can go to her website, mace.com, and that's spelled M-Y-S-S. Then if you'd like to connect with her on Instagram, you can go there and type in Caroline Mace. Her latest book is entitled Archetypes, Who You Are. And lastly, if you'd like to check out this entire talk, which is an amazing talk, by the way, I believe it's like an hour or so long. And that is entitled Caroline Mace, All the Power You Cannot See. And if you'd like to hear more talks with her, you can go to the show description and look at our previous episode section, where there'll be a list of all the past episodes that we've had her featured on the show. And there will also be links to everything I just mentioned to connect with her and her work. All right. When you get a chance, please follow the show on either Spotify or Apple Podcast or wherever you get your favorite podcast. And if you could leave a rating and review, that would be very, very much appreciated. If you can follow the show, if you can share it with others, very, very much appreciated. All right. That is a wrap for me. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.